High school students in the Syracuse City School District participated in a mock election for president and congressional candidates recently using official ballots and voting machines. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the idea is for students to know what to expect when they vote for the first time.
Students at Corcoran High School on Syracuse's south side say they are very sold on one particular presidential candidate.
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton.
Cecilia is a senior and says her reason for voting for Clinton is stereotypical.
I would really like to see a woman in office, but I agree with her on a lot of her views.
Such as reducing the gender wage gap and student loan debt. Nitwan, a ninth grader, says Clinton will add more jobs. Tiffany is in 10th grade.
I feel like she's trying to help us out, and like the Republicans, they don't want to help us.
Sometimes kids can be harsh, and these students did not have kind words for Donald Trump.
Because Donald Trump racist.
He just like racist.
Ninth grader Axel says Trump's plans for reforming immigration will mess up people's lives.
You don't know what you could possibly do in a place that you're not even from.
Dante, who's in 10th grade, says he did not like how Trump spoke to Clinton at the recent debate.
He need to calm that down like a little bit.
Students watched highlights of the debate in their social studies classes before voting. At least one student has a different view.
Gary Johnson.
Ryan is a senior and says he's voting for Johnson based on his political leanings.
I'm not exactly a full-blown libertarian, but some of the stuff he said, although Aleppo does frighten me, his lack of knowledge on it. I think it's the best of a bad situation.
Giada is also a senior and has one suggestion for that bad situation.
I really feel as if that they need to change the whole Constitution and let Obama get a third term.
This mock election is meant to give students a realistic approach to voting. Nick Stamilikatos, the supervisor of social studies for the Syracuse City School District, says it's the first year they're doing a district-wide mock election using voting machines.
That's a very new aspect of actually doing it. I mean, it's one thing to read about it in a textbook, but it's another thing to actually do it.
Stamilikatos says he hopes when the students can legally vote, they'll be just as excited. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.